The stuff that has been going on in the news that has been these news stories that have kind of been congregating around that shooting in South Carolina have just been amazing to see. And we learned, and this is, of course, you know, you've got the core event and then just related news stories coming from everywhere, even touching as far out as here in Utah, where we discovered this week that Mia Love, Utah's 4th District representative to Washington, D.C., that Mia Love accepted over the course of 3 years $1,000 from the Council of Conservative Citizens, which is a white supremacist group that apparently inspired that the shooter, that inspired the...
In his online manifesto, some of the things he said.
Yeah. And this was an astonishing moment. Now, all told, the chairman of this organization gave tens of thousands of dollars to Republican candidates over the last few years. But honestly, I wonder what on earth a white supremacist was doing giving to the first Black Republican woman elected to Congress.
Yeah, I was wondering that too.
That was so bizarre to me.
Yeah. And it's not, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it's not a large amount of money. I mean, $1,000 over the course of 3 years, but still,
yeah,
it's a donation. And so curious to understand why.
Is it possible? And I've had a few people express this view. Is it possible that he was just writing checks to Republicans and didn't know she was Black? And not just Black, but kind of a historic figure, right, for the Republican Party in terms of diversity.
Maybe, yeah.
Is it possible he just had no idea?
Well, I'd hope he would know. I mean, I hope that he'd have advisors or someone that'd be like, hey, you know, this is Mia Love. But you never know. And who knows? It's a strange situation all the way around, I think.
Maybe... Yeah, maybe he has advisors. I don't know. Maybe we're assuming too much.
But it was one of conservative citizens. Right, and it was one of like 105,000 donations that this group made. So I mean, it's
no. It was one of 105,000 donations Mia Love took.
Oh, okay, so, yeah. That's right. Yeah. So I'm wondering how many this organization, how many different donations they make. So it's possible to get lost, kind of in the stack.
Maybe
of
he was
the
just
checkbook writing, and
yeah. It's also possible though, and this happens with some frequency. Because at some level, everyone's going to agree on something, right? At some point,
yes,
you're going to find something to agree with on pretty much everybody.
No, I don't agree with you on that.
And so it's possible also that Mia Love's stated political objectives at some point rang a bell or rang true with this group, and he, at least for the moment, set aside his white supremacy and gave to Mia Love because they share some other point
of conservative values.
That's
sure.
Right.
Sure.
And this actually happens with some frequency and with Republicans on immigration, where because of their stance on immigration, they'll attract people on the fringe that'll make donations or show up to
sure.
rallies
mm-hmm.
or things like that, and it wind up embarrassing them, you know.
Right.
Come from kind of the you know, the real extreme right. And so I wondered in my mind if maybe it was immigration as an issue that had kind of brought Mia Love and these white supremacists together. But I don't know. That's only speculation on my part.
So this came out today then that they're returning the $1,000. That just
yeah.
was kind of late coming down this afternoon, right?
Yeah. Mia Love says she's going to return the $1,000 in donations. But you know what I think she should do? I think she should make a $1,000 donation to the NAACP or something like that.
Oh, that yeah,
you know,
I like that.
That's
a great idea.
I think I'd appreciate
Call
that.
Call up Rich Pyatt and let him know.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd love that.